You turn it down. I'm starting the thing now. Rob?
Yes.
It's okay. No, you can stay there. Hi, Eileen.
Hi. How are you?
Are you okay? Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I'm sorry. I was trying to sort out some stuff and put away some Aldi champagne. We're in a panic because I was like, oh, we've run out of booze.
I understand. Don't worry.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God. And my husband's like, well, I think we've got some red coming. I was like, oh, no, I just meant Aldi Fizz. So, great. So, sorry I'm a bit late. It was just to check. I think you know how to use Zoom anyway, share your screen and everything.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Shall I share my screen and the slides?
Yeah. So, I think you said you weren't going to do death by PowerPoint. So that's okay.
Yeah.
So when we get going, the format will be that I will get everyone to introduce themselves. So you know who's in the room.
Yeah.
And then we've already had a webinar. This is a special one today. So I'll say, if anyone's got anything they're grateful for, say it. If you haven't, we'll crack on. And then what happens is once everyone's introduced themselves, I'll hand over to you. And then you take over. Once you finish, the people in the waiting room as we're speaking, so it's fine. Once you finish the presentation, then I guess you're open to Q&As.
Yeah, and I was going to say, if anyone has specific questions as we go along, we can stop. It's Friday night, so I want it to be quite light and quite relaxed.
Okay. So,
yeah, we can chat as we go. Have many people signed up?
I don't know, 7 o'clock, we'll see in a minute. I thought there was quite a few, but they don't always turn up, so they usually get a naughty email from me. So the only thing is we record all our presentations. The problem with doing sort of chatting in between.
Oh,
is,
I see.
Yeah, see how we get on. See how we get on. Maybe we can edit it out. But it works better if you present and then we just open up and I say to people, write your questions in the box, but you won't be able to see it. So we'll see. I'll keep my mic on so we've got some interaction going on between you and I. So,
yeah, and if you see if questions come in?
Yes, I can, and you can too on the chat, so I'll say that. Yeah, so don't worry about that. It's quite easy. I don't know who's the seven waiting in the waiting group. So can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. This isn't always. This is my podcast mic, so let's let them in.
Brilliant.
You look great. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Hello, good evening. Thank you for joining us. You've been in the waiting room for a while, which is good. It is 7 o'clock. Happy VE Day. So if you want to grab a drink or a cup of tea, just put your photograph in front and then come back to join us. But we've got somebody who's texted me saying she's going to be a few minutes late. Hello, if you haven't joined us before, I'm Sally Penny, the founder of Women in the Law UK. We've got a fantastic speaker this evening. Eileen is just wonderful, and she was the marketing director at Doughty Street Chambers, which is Amal Clooney and Helena Kennedy's chambers. So very experienced, and she'll tell you a bit more about herself once we get to her. I know it's VE Day, and I know it's Friday night, but you've signed up, so that's great. We'll finish by 8, and our format generally is that we have a presentation, but Eileen wants to keep it light, so we'll have Q&A at that point. There's two more people in the waiting room. Hello. I'll lock the room in a minute. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. If you've just joined us, this is the Women in the Law special VE Day presentation. This is great. We're going to have a record of all of this stuff. Our speaker is here in a moment. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself. Please mute your mics. I will name who is to introduce themselves because I can see them on the grid. It just allows us all to know who's in the room. If you've not joined us before, when we do the introduction, we ask you to put your camera on, please, so we can see you. You know, in the real world that we've got to go back to eventually, none of us would go in with a bag over our heads. Firstly, you would suffocate. And secondly, it would just be a bit weird and creepy. So don't worry if you haven't got makeup on or whatever else. So your name, where you work, and one thing you're grateful for, if you have something. I know we've had a webinar already today. You may be all gratitude out, but there can never be too many. So on my screen, there's Amy Cook. Amy, can you say who you are, what you do, and if you have one thing you're grateful for, please?
Sure. Hiya. Oh,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, great. So yeah, I'm Amy Cook. I'm not a lawyer, but I work in data protection for L&Q. And what I'm grateful for is just getting to spend more time with my family in the lockdown phase.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you. Well, Amy, I can see you weren't on how to look cool on Zoom today, were you? No, you can watch
Sorry,
it again.
My phone's gone all funny.
Don't worry. Well, I'll mute you for now because it's hurting my ears too. Don't worry. Next, please, Nez, could you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Nez. I'm a solicitor practicing in personal injury from London. I've now joined a few of these webinars. They're all very interesting. I've been taking away little bits from it. What am I grateful for? I think at the moment I'm grateful for my three lovely dogs. They're wonderful and they keep me company.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing. Next, Stephanie Kerr, please.
Hi, nice to meet you all.
Hello, I think you joined a bit late. So we're just after your name, where you work, and one thing you're grateful for, please.
So I am Stephanie Kerr. I'm contentious probate solicitor from Brabners up in Lancashire. And I'm really grateful for the good weather, because if we were all stuck inside, it'd be a heck of a lot worse.
Absolutely. And make the most of today, because the weather is changing from tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, but at least you can come on our Monday lunchtime extra special one about self-publishing. You're welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you. Next,
Martina.
Hello. So my name is Martina. Hello, everyone. I'm a marketing specialist, and I'm grateful to be able to join you here today. I'm really interested in what Eileen has to say about business in marketing on Instagram. Sorry.
Brilliant. Too much champagne, Martina, clearly, for B-Day. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry. So long as you're listening. Next, you're very welcome, Martina. Hannah, please.
Hi, my name's Hannah. I'm actually not a lawyer. I'm a GDL student at ULaw. And one thing I'm grateful for today is, as you can see, I'm outside, so definitely the sunshine, but also, you know, spending time with family and hopefully relaxing a little bit. Yeah.
Super. Well, thank you. Let's get going. I know there's a few no-shows, so if you booked for a webinar before and you don't attend, you normally get an email, which is not very nice, because it prevents, we don't like our webinars to have like 80 people on, because we can't do the introduction. It's completely pointless. So we try and cap some of them, but it just means other people can't get on and they go in a waiting room. So for those who are here, brilliant. We're going to get going in a minute. And Eileen, I think you're going to introduce yourself. Are you Eileen, or do you want me to introduce you?
I'm happy to introduce myself, yeah.
Yeah, I know, you're like, I mean, I have to tell you, Eileen is really amazing. So if you look her up on Instagram as her, I think she's, I don't know how to use Instagram, I should confess that now. That's why I post pictures of, you know, my garden roses. But if you look Eileen up, I think you've got about 50 followers. And then when she tells you in a minute about what else she's been doing, you'll be like, oh my God. How many followers? So let's get going. Trish, who was going to be late, can we just introduce her very quickly, please? Trish, welcome.
Hello, hi.
Can you just introduce yourself to the group? We've just done introductions. I said you were going to be late.
Oh, yeah. I already know Nez. I saw her earlier. My name's Trish Peters. I run Cheshire Business Events, Business Breakfast Group. I'm also a magistrate and lay judge in family. And, yeah, that's me.
Super. Well, thank you. Well, over to you, Eileen. I'll make you speaker. Great. If you just speak, then you should come on auto.
Lovely. Okay, great. So my name's Eileen Donahay. I am a legal marketing specialist. I used to be in-house for Doughty Street Chambers, and 2 years ago I left to freelance. So I left to freelance because I wanted to move back to Belfast. So that was one big reason. The second reason, which is more on the Instagram side, is because I have a second business, which I'm trying to grow, which is totally unrelated to the law. It's actually all about afternoon tea. So totally, totally different. I started out that business on Instagram and I've grown it to 16,000 followers. So it's really sort of come on in itself as a brand. Obviously, it's not quite there yet to be my full income. So that's why I still freelance and work for different law firms and barristers chambers to help them. So I have some slides prepared. So if I share my screen, first of all, and then hopefully we'll be able to get these up and you can see them. Okay. So let me just, from beginning. Lovely. Okay. Can we all see those, hopefully? So as I said, Eileen Donahue, marketing, very original name for a marketeer, would you say? today's talk is Instagram for lawyers, and I've pitched this at a beginner level, okay? So the first thing that I want to talk to you about is very important. It's security and privacy, because Instagram is very unlike other social media platforms that you would be used to using. So like LinkedIn, it's very different. Simply because it is a photograph sharing platform. We're all women, and I think it's very important to keep yourself safe online. So this is why I want to start talking about security first of all. You know, Instagram is very focused on the person. If you set up an Instagram account for yourself, it's all about you. So the likelihood is you're going to take photographs of yourself and post them on Instagram. So I just want to make you very aware, and I don't want to frighten you, but I'm just saying, let's just be aware and control what we post. As we talk through the session, it'll give you an idea of the types of things that you should be posting and some little tips as well, just to keep yourself safe. Sally, I know you're recording this, but I'm going to tell a story, and I tell this story not to scare you, as I said, but just be aware of the types of things people do.
Do you want me to stop the video whilst you tell the story?
Maybe, just in case it's scary.
We can always edit it out.
Yeah, all right. I'll tell the story and then you can just...